After 40 years in the event industry, it's time for William Chang to retire. But before he does so, we're looking back with him on his impressive career. Hi, William. Welcome to our studio.
Hi.
41 years of experience in the event industry, now retiring. Let's look back at your career. What were the most inspiring moments of those 41 years in the events industry?
Well, maybe the first one, because I started, as you say, 41 years before. It was the 1976, and it was the jubilee of the 25 years of the reign of the King Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And it was in the Palais Expo in Brussels for 2 days, and we received about 300,000 people. So it was a very big event.
Yeah, we had a small chat before we started shooting, yes. And you said back in that time, there weren't event agencies. So how did that go? How did they end up with you?
Well, they took some people from any different culture and everything. Yeah. But the manager of that event was Maurice Hussmann, director mm-hmm. of the La Monnaie, Opera mm-hmm. La Monnaie. So he knew me in a way.
Yeah.
And he knew that I was working for... For instance, a club Mediterranean where we can make a feast every
yeah.
day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He said, you can do that. So he called me and he said, you have 2 months to do something for that. So in 2 months, we did that. Not me only, of course.
Yeah, with the team.
We were a big team. And we created a lot of things, which was very impressive at that moment with very few things.
Yeah. And over the years, were there other events where you look back at? Well, and think, well, that was something great we did there.
I made another one for the King Baldwin once again
yeah.
in 1991, which was the biggest event ever done, I think, in Belgium, because we received 450,000 people on that day in front of the Atomium, mm-hmm. right, for the big concert with all the best artists in Belgium at that moment, to Stielemans and so mm-hmm. on. And... it was a very great one and impressive, because it was just 2 years before the death of King Baldwin.
Yeah, if you think back at working for the king, isn't that different than working for a company, or is it just the same as a business event?
It's exactly the same.
Okay.
In a way, but no, the committee is bigger, of course.
Okay.
You know, because you have the TV working, VAT or RTBF, and anything, because you are direct on TV. And other things, journalists and media and the Palais, mm-hmm. Ministry of Interior, and so on. Okay, so you have a very large audience of authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the security, police, and everything. So that's different with the private thing,
mm-hmm.
because it's bigger also. That's mm-hmm. a big event, so you have to make it secure. Even now, better now, certainly. You can't do that anymore, mm-hmm. I think. It will be difficult,
yeah.
Okay? So, but in, I work a lot, of course, for the private thing, private companies. I was only working for the
company. No, of course. Are there any private events you're very proud of?
A lot of them, but one of them, it's not me, myself, because I assist them since 25 years now. It's the Memorial Van Damme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just doing the music show. And Wilfried Meth, who is the founder, asked me one day, 25 years ago, to find a new concept for the athletism. So I came with music, mm-hmm. with the sport. And I think that was the first thing in the world, I was the first in the world who put music with athletism.
Yep.
And it was perfectly, because I say, if you run 10,000 meters, you just hear one thing is your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Doom, doom. So each step you do, you feel it in your ear. So mm-hmm. I came with drums and we start to speed them with the rhythm of the drums. So
yeah.
I'm the chief of orchestra with the drums. I say, we go faster and the runner has just to follow the steps. For instance, Usain Bolt make 2 meters, 97
mm-hmm.
meters in one
yeah.
step. And Bekele, who run for the 10,000, is make 2 meters.
Yeah.
So you have to make quicker for him.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And it works. We made 5 world records in the King Baldwin, once again, Baldwin Stadium in Brussels.
Thanks to the music. Okay.
And that was the start of a wonderful Memorial Van Damme since now.
Yeah. If you look back at the years you were starting in the event industry and now, what are the big differences?
Communication.
Communication?
Yeah. Well, in fact, the communication, the mobile phone at that moment in 76 was the telex, 50 kilos, you can't mobile it, and a fixed telephone. But it works perfectly because the people knew what they want. Okay?
They thought before.
Yeah, they think before and they say, well, I want this and this and this. And you have mostly 2, 3, 6 months or maybe 1 year for a big event to think about. So you can make it almost perfect because you have time to think about it. And even it's cheaper sometimes because you find some good ideas to do it.
Yeah, and if you have to change everything constantly, that also costs.
Yeah, of course. Well, sometimes you don't pay for it, but in fact, in two meetings, you have the concept and the event. Mm-hmm. Now it takes maybe just one call by email or by whatever, but it was at last minute, maybe the day before. Yeah. So you can't do it perfectly and not very well. So that's a big problem.
You see it also as a problem for our industry today?
Yeah. And this is it's not only for the for the event industry, for everything. Everybody comes at the last minute for everything because they don't have to think. They think it's very very easy to make a click.
Yeah.
But that, at that moment, you have to do something. You have to write a letter, okay? And the quickest one was the telegram. Now it's Instagram now, which is a different.
Yeah, it's different.
Right? So the people think, it's very easy to do something, but you don't have time to think. Good.
How did you deal with that yourself in the last few years of your career?
Well, I had to follow the evolution of the communication, of course, and even sometime even before.
Yeah.
But I think it's a fantastic technology we have, but we don't use it very well, I think.
We have to think more before we
can start. Make more with it, but we have to use it with a good mind.
If now you're handing over it to the next generation, what would your advice be for them? First of all, you already said communication. Are there other things you want to say to the next generation?
Well, communication is the first thing for me, and to control everything four times because people change. And also to think about what they want, the customer or whatever. Especially for a big crew, you have to think it right. And it's not easy for the young people. So they have to be curious to understand things, have a good memory, to think about, I've seen that before, or that, and associated all the things together. And then create something, because you don't create new thing. Mm-hmm. You don't invent, not so much. You know, but you have to associate them very well, and that is takes a lot of time. That takes time. That's why.
Is it a problem that we are too focused on small things and don't see the bigger picture?
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
because sometimes the people see the detail, but not the biggest basic thing.
Yeah,
they say, I'd like this, but they don't forget. For instance, how many are we?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to adapt. The people, the crowd, in a real good room.
Yeah.
Of course, if the room is too small, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so on. Or if it's in winter or summer, you know, you have to think about the basic thing first before the detail. The detail come afterward. That's why communication is very important, but the time also. Because if you know the detail, you can find also the basic
you need. Yeah,
but if you don't have time, you do it the detail, but not the basic.
Yeah.
And then it's a problem.
I heard from your team that you were saying for a couple of years that you would be stopping, but always kept going.
Yeah.
Are you stopping now totally, or are there still projects you will do in the next few years?
No, I keep going for some thing. For
you instance, can't stop.
No, I can't stop, but the people doesn't want me to. Okay. Which is different. For instance, the memory of Adam, I'm still doing it next year, maybe the year after, I don't know. But you never stop. Once you are in the event, which is a patient, the job is a patient, and you keep going in it.
Okay, William. Thank you very much for coming over.
Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.